The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
We will stick with matters political but domestic this time, because Simon Harris, the Minister for Higher Education, will soon be no longer Minister for Higher Education, all but guaranteed to be the next leader of Fine Gael and Taoiseach. Patrick O'Donovan is a Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works and the Gaeltacht. He is with me now, as is Craig Hughes, the political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Minister, I might start with you. I know you have nailed your colours to the mast. Why are you supporting Simon Harris?
Good evening, Kieran. Look, first of all, I think yesterday's event took us all by surprise, and I want to thank and acknowledge Leo Varadkar for the work that he did in Fine Gael as leader and as Taoiseach. But to answer your question, look, I've known Simon Harris a long time. We came into the Dáil on the same day. He previously served in the job that I have at the moment in the Office of Public Works. Then he went on to health, and higher education. So he has, over that period of time, I think, left a mark, not only nationally, but locally in a lot of places around the country as well, in the work that he has done with colleagues, in the work that he has done with councillors, in the work that he has done with communities around the country. And on the basis that I believe that, you know, we are in a transitional period now, and I think that transition should be as short as possible, I believe that Simon is the best equipped to lead the party into local and European elections and a general election and beyond.
Would a competition rather than a coronation be better for democracy?
But sure, a competition would have always been, you know, desirable, but you can't force people to put their hands up. It's very obvious today that, Simon has quite a considerable amount of support in the parliamentary party. And as I was saying to a councillor a while ago, you know, it's those that work closest with you probably have the greatest knowledge of your abilities and your capabilities. And certainly, I think, look, from early morning this morning, it became very evident that those who work closely with Simon Harris know the type of person that he is and know his characteristics and know his capabilities. And they were, you know, not in any way going to, I suppose, hold back in terms of their support and affirmation for him. But, you know, we do live in a democracy. But as I say, you can't force people into an election. If people want to support one particular candidate, more power to them.
And what do you say to people listening to this who think of Simon Harris's baggage that he brings with him? They think of the contract for the National Children's Hospital. They think of promises he made that no children would wait longer than 6 months for spinal surgery in this country, a promise that was never upheld. They think of the guarantee of free smear test to every woman in this country, which caused untold chaos and backlogs within the system. They think of the taint of housing as well, never a minister with direct responsibility in that regard, but has sat around the cabinet table long enough that he is scarred by it.
Yeah, well, look, in all of those policy areas, and I've been on before with regard to housing, I mean, look, the housing output, the numbers speak for themselves. Last year we had the biggest number ever, but that's not the issue. The issue
well,
is...
Well, I'd say the bigger issue for a lot of people is that the number that's never been higher is the number of homeless people. The other number never been higher is the average weekly rent or monthly rent in this country. The number that's never been lower is the rental stock in this country.
Is it a question or a comment? Because with regard to his, you know, his performance as Minister for Health, I think what most people will recall is the leadership that he provided in the early stages, along with the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, of COVID. Now, there's never been a pandemic like that, thanks be to God, that ever hit this country, and hopefully there'll never be another one like that.
I'd wager the parents of the kids waiting on spinal surgery don't think of COVID.
Yeah, and they don't, but like improvements in all of those areas have been made. I mean, you know, we are a country that up to 10 or 15 years ago had a population of about 3.5 million people. Now there's over 5 million people living here. We've never had a bigger budget in health than we have at the moment. And we've never had a bigger budget in most of the capital and current investment areas that the government have responsibility for. And there's a whole range of projects, including in my own department, that he set the seeds for and started work on that I'm now completing. But outside of all of that, and outside of all of the positive work that he has done, not to mention the fact that now we have technological universities all over the country that had waited for donkey's years to have their region recognised properly with a full third level education system, like the South East in Waterford, and like my own area with the TUS in Limerick. I think that he brings characteristics that the party needs, and I think that today's announcements by TDs, senators, councillors, MEPs is affirmation of that.
What will be his biggest challenge, Minister, when he takes office, assuming he does?
Well, look, some of the issues that you alluded to there a while ago are undoubtedly challenges. I mean, we are a country of full employment. We are a country that is unrecognisable from the country that I went into Dáil in 2011, when most of the people that came to my office for a passport were leaving the country. We now have full employment, we have opportunities, but we have huge constraints. So infrastructural constraints and the delivery of the National Development Plan, particularly around housing and infrastructure, basic infrastructure that is needed for the burgeoning population and the growth in population, will be amongst the biggest issues, I've no doubt, that he'll be facing. And look, I think that based on his previous experiences in a number of government departments, including, as I say, the one that I'm in at the moment, that gives him the experience to know how capital projects are delivered, how quickly they can be delivered, and if time could be shaved off of them.
I mentioned Craig Hughes, the political editor with the Irish Daily Mail, is with us as well. Craig, what do you think are the biggest challenges he faces on day one as Taoiseach?
I think that the gear shift from being a cabinet minister to being Taoiseach can't be overstated enough. I mean, you go from worrying about your own department to suddenly having to be across everyone's department and in extreme detail at that. So, I mean, it's going from talking about, you know, further and higher education, which, no disrespect to it, it's a new department, but it's not one of the most important departments at the cabinet table. All of a sudden, you now have to understand and be able to come on show that this and talk in granular detail about housing, back again about health. So, I mean, it's there the key challenges that he'll have, being across all of those departments and being across them well. But I think that's something he obviously knows. I think being in the role of higher education minister perhaps gave him more time to prepare for this moment. And I guess he probably would have also been thankful for that brief stint in justice. I mean, there were some of us who thought that when Leo Varadkar put him there, it was to keep him busy with two jobs to put off any heave. But I mean, that experience will stand to him now. But look, the problems that were there for Leo Varadkar are still going to be there for Simon Harris.
And what's the job spec then, Craig? I mean, is it to go into opposition and to go on the rubber chicken circuit like Micheál Martin did in Fianna Fáil after 2011 and start a process of rebuilding?
No, anyone I've spoken to in Fine Gael certainly isn't talking about going into opposition. I mean, I'm speaking to you from Brussels, where the current Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, is still talking about Fine Gael going back into government for another term. Look, it's challenging. I think what it'll be interesting in the next month or two to see if there is a bounce for the party on the back of this. But I will say, I mean, Simon Harris does connect with the younger generation that many politicians don't. I mean, he's probably one of the most recognisable politicians across all generations. I mean, and you go back to his presence on social media, for example. I mean, he's probably the one politician that everyone in the country follows. He's an expert communicator, and I mean, I saw him at the Dublin Bay South selection convention for Fine Gael at the start of January, and I mean, I was blown away by a speech he gave there in terms of being able to attack the opposition and also big up his own party. So I think, look, he's a very impressive communicator, and if that transcends, the test will be if that can transcend into a new surge in support of Fine Gael. But again, a very difficult time, very difficult to do given the length of time they've been in government.
Well, listen, I know the king is dead and long live the king and all of that, but you are in Brussels. Leo Varadkar is there, as you say. Has he shed any more light today on why he made the decision?
He hasn't. I mean, he said that it was, again, personal decisions. He didn't go into them in depth. He said he made the final decision at the weekend. Of course, he was in Washington at the weekend. He said he didn't tell Joe Biden. We asked what his partner Matt thought, and he said he was delighted that this was the life that he didn't want. So, and he spoke again about, you know, that he'd been coming over to Brussels for the last 14 years representing the government. And that, you know, late nights, early mornings, and that it was time to pass the baton on. Because, look, I mean, I've been getting text messages, I'm sure you have as well, with people asking me, like, what's actually happened? What's the reason? So far, I think everyone has to take him at face value. And he kind of reaffirmed that to say that there isn't anything else, that simply he looked ahead. And I think one important time for me is the Ardèche that's coming up, and he said that look, that would have been a point where he would have had to set out a more kind of long-term view, his long-term view for Fine Gael, and he didn't feel that he could do that when he had these doubts in his mind.
Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State with responsibility for the Office of Public Works and the Gaeltacht Minister. And Craig, thank you both very much for joining us here on the show as Leo Varadkar gearing up for the Áras Wonders Mel in Navan. Politicians get good money to deal with the tough lifestyle. I won't be shedding any tears for them, says another listener. I understand how it works, that Harris is Taoiseach, but nobody voted for the party candidates with the understanding he would get the top job. So elections now. That's the suggestion from another listener. And Jack in Terenure says, I've got to say, I think Simon Harris would be an electoral disaster for Fine Gael. Having been a lifelong supporter of FG, I was not likely to vote Fine Gael with Leo as leader. I'm less likely with Simon as Taoiseach. So says Jack. Anyway, Jack, thank you for the text.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.